Barbados has joined Ireland in a list of countries that have not signed on to a new plan to overhaul the global system for taxing companies. But as we hear in this report, we are among a small minority.
130 countries, together representing some 93% of global GDP, have agreed reforms to business taxation in talks coordinated by the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The plans include a minimum rate of tax of at least 15% and the reallocation for tax purposes of some of the profits earned by national companies. Multinationals, especially the tech giants, usually portrayed as the biggest tax dodgers. The OECD reckons that some $150 billion plus will be raised every year in additional tax revenues.
Je salue cette avancée majeure. Elle ouvre la voie.
I welcome this major progress. It paves the way for the construction of a new international taxation system for the 21st century, as France has been asking for more than 4 years. It's an ambitious agreement, a global and innovative one. It's the most important international tax deal in a century.
That was Bruno Le Maire, Finance Minister of France, just one of the G20 nations that have all endorsed the agreement, suggesting that a formal thumbs up will follow when they meet in Venice at the end of next week. 9 countries involved in the negotiations, though, refused to sign the deal, among them, perhaps most conspicuously, Ireland. Earlier, I spoke to Alex Cobham, chief executive of the advocacy group the Tax Justice Network, who agrees that the deal is historic, but says it could have gone further.
This is genuinely the biggest change in the international tax rules for 100 years. It will really mark the start of the end of the race to the bottom, the ability of jurisdictions to compete with each other for profit shifting, to undermine the revenues of each country without actually shifting the real activity. But at the same time, this deal brought forward by the OECD, which is the group of rich countries, is extremely unfair. And most of the benefits will be captured by their member countries, meaning that the lower income countries that need the revenues most, especially at this time of a global pandemic, are really going to miss out from this.
What, you'd have advocated for a third pillar that was a bit about redistribution?
Well, no, actually, you could have done it entirely within the two pillars of the OECD approach. The first pillar originally had the ambition to redistribute all of the profits of multinationals according to where the real activity is. Instead, they've done that for just a very small bit of the profits of the 100 or so largest, most profitable multinationals. So it's a really tiny deal compared to what they could have done. And then on pillar two, which is the global minimum tax, they've set it up in such a way that the right to top up the tax on undertaxed profits. So for example, if you get your profits into Luxembourg and you're only paying 2%, the country that gets to top that up to 15% isn't the country where the real activity took place. It's the headquarters country of the multinational. And overwhelmingly, of course, the headquarters of the big multinationals are in the richest economies. That means if, you know, a French multinational shifts profits out of Brazil into Bermuda, it's not Brazil who gets the right to top that up, it's France. And that just seems egregiously unfair. And of course, it results in most of the revenues going to the richest countries.
You hinted a moment ago about the holdouts. Conspicuous amongst them, perhaps, Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland really stands out in that. A jurisdiction that has made a very great deal of money over the last 30 years by stripping profits from other member states of the European Union, particularly, and then taxing them at a rate very close to zero. Now, what that means is Ireland gets this completely inflated GDP figure, looks like it's very wealthy per person when it's actually got quite high levels of poverty and inequality. And all of the other European Union member states lose out to a significant degree in terms of the revenues they have to invest in public services. This is why the global minimum tax is a really good thing. We have to stop this antisocial behaviour of jurisdictions, Ireland and, you know, a handful of others, because it really only is 8 or 9 of these jurisdictions around the world driving most of this stuff. They need to find an alternative business model.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
We know the faces of our communities. We chat with you on the bus, pass you in the supermarket. But above all that, we protect you when the unimaginable occurs, settling your claims, helping helping you rebuild. Because we not only ensure a community of people, we ensure our friends, families, and neighbors. Trust the people who have served you for over 175 years. Insurance has never been more important. Get home, motor, travel, and business insurance at sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General. Wise financial thinking for life.